I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage, the inauguration of Joe Biden on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. The night before his inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden honored the Americans who've died from coronavirus.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember. But that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today. Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
All 400,000 Americans lost. As Mr. Biden finished his remarks, the pool between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial glowed with 400 soft lights that sparkled off the water as bells tolled across the nation. Here in Utah, those bells tolled 15 times in places like Provo and at the state capitol, remembering the 1,500 Utahns who've lost their lives to COVID. Meanwhile, in the final hour of his presidency, President Trump is bidding the nation farewell. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, in his farewell speech, President Trump listing his accomplishments over the past 4 years.
As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together.
The President saying his administration built the greatest economy in history and said that the assault on the Capitol horrified all Americans and that political violence can never be tolerated. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor today laid blame for the Capitol riots squarely on President Trump's shoulders.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like.
Law enforcement has been tracking down those who were involved in the Capitol siege earlier this month. Now, the first conspiracy charges have been filed in connection with the assault. Federal prosecutors say a man who is dubbed a leader of the Oath Keepers led 8 to 10 men on an assault on the Capitol. And the head of the National Guard is providing an update on inauguration security.
More than 25,000 National Guard men and women from all 50 states, 3 territories, and the District of Columbia are here in support of the lead federal agency for the presidential inauguration.
Pentagon officials also confirming that in vetting National Guard troops, they found 2 that may have ties to extremists, and 10 more were found to have other issues and were also removed from duty. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We want to provide you more of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments as he blamed President Trump for provoking the mob 2 weeks ago. Here's a part of his speech on the Senate floor this morning.
Last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. and they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night. We certified the people's choice for their 46th president. Tomorrow, President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be sworn in. We'll have a safe and successful inaugural right here on the west front of the Capitol, the space that President Bush 41 called democracy's front porch. And then we'll move forward. Our work for the American people will continue as it has for more than 230 years. There are serious challenges that our nation needs to continue confronting. But there will also be great and hopeful opportunities for us to seize. Certainly, November's elections did not hand any side a mandate for sweeping ideological change. Americans elected a closely divided Senate, a closely divided House, and a presidential candidate who said he'd represent everyone. So our marching orders from the American people are clear. We're to have a robust discussion and seek common ground. We are to pursue bipartisan agreement everywhere we can and check and balance one another respectfully where we must.
He finished by championing unity, saying that we must remember that through it all, we're all Americans and we're all in this together. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we've had delays on northbound Highway 89 in Davis County. It started with a crash at Oak Hills Drive, and that's all it took to jam up the delays all the way back to Fruit Heights and Farmington. Then southbound Bangor Highway, you're going to see slowdowns going from 5400 down to 6200 south. Some northbound heavy and slow traffic on I-15. That's from 90th up to 72nd. And a crash westbound on the South Belt at State. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
KSL High on the Hill 2021.
The 2021 legislative session is officially underway for the next 44 days. Lawmakers will toil toward new laws for the state of Utah. But what exactly are legislators focusing on? Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Legislators say education is always their top priority, but this year, education will have to share that position with the state's COVID-19 response.
It still is the thing that is overwhelming all things.
Governor Spencer Cox tells KSL's David Dujanovic that the pandemic is affecting every budget in the state. In his opening address, Senate President Stuart Adams stated they have to focus on vaccinating people over the age of 65, and he took aim at the Salt Lake City School District, saying they need to offer in-person learning.
There's a 600% increase in students failing all classes, despite teachers' best efforts.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:07. Until the Capitol reopens, everything's being done online. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The easiest way to watch, debate, or participate in committee hearings is to click the calendar button on the state legislature's homepage.
Anybody who wants to log on and watch a video of the committee hearings can do so in this session for the first time ever.
House Minority Leader Brian King says the public can also comment in real time on those Zoom meetings.
That's a good thing. I think that's positive. If we could combine that with in-person attendance, of course, that would be ideal.
He also says lawmakers vulnerable to COVID have expressed worry to him that being virtual instead of in person hurts the people they represent.
The state legislature's homepage is le.utah.gov. KSL News Time 5:08. My Minute of News is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. What bride hasn't said, "I wish Grandpa was here to see this"? It's human nature. At life's brightest moments, we wistfully hold on to our darkest memories, as you'll see at the inauguration. This president-elect has been scarred by loss. A wife, a child, a son claimed by cancer. These events define him. And in the months since the election, Joe Biden's repeatedly been to a Delaware cemetery, paying respect to Biden's lost. Listen as he mourned in public in 2012 as he spoke to Gold Star families.
No parent should be predeceased by their son or daughter. And just when you think, maybe I'm going to make it, You're riding down the road and you pass a field. You see a flower and it reminds you. You hear a tune on the radio. And you know, you think maybe I'm not going to make it, man.
This is that song on the radio that tears at his heart. A song that helped the Biden family rally as Beau battled cancer. It's called You Get What You Give. Five years later, this long-forgotten band, the New Radicals, will reunite tomorrow to perform this song live at the inauguration. Don't Let Go! They'll sing to a president in his shining moment as he, wistfully, holds on to his darkest memories.
Don't let go! You got the music in you!
And the thought of your son or daughter, or your husband or wife, brings a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eye. My prayer for you is that day will come sooner or later. I'm telling you, it will come.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it is triple team traffic. For those in Salt Lake County, your freeway's not bad at all. And the canyons are also in good shape as well, unlike this time yesterday. If you're northbound on I-15, it's a little busy with the construction from 90th up to 72nd. Southbound I-15, a little busy approaching Midvale, but overall a good drive on all of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Well, KSL Traffic Trooper telling us the cause of those delays is the southbound Bangor Highway 6200 south due to a stalled vehicle backing things up quite a ways. Seeing a little bit more slowing on Bangor Highway around the 201 freeway. Also for drivers as you're headed into Tooele, still seeing those slowdowns right around 1000 north on Main Street, Tooele. Steve?
Up north, the biggest trouble spot right now, that would be northbound Highway 89. Solid delays continue due to an earlier crash at Oak Hills Drive, which is apparently gone now, but you're going to be on the brakes anyway at Main Street in Farmington, headed north. North and southbound I-15 rolling free and clear now between downtown Salt Lake City and Ogden and beyond. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, plenty of sunshine with the sun setting at 5:30 tonight. Temperatures will go from the upper 30s into the mid-30s for 6 o'clock, low 30s for 7 and 8, upper 20s for 9 and 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 20s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 41 degrees in Salt Lake City. Sunset is at 5:29 KSL News Time, 5:12. Now, let's go in-depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, your fitness tracker or smartwatch might detect signs of COVID-19 before you do. It's based on your heart rate variability. In a Mount Sinai study, researchers followed a group of 300 healthcare workers for about 6 months. Now, they noted heartbeat changes that may have indicated someone had the coronavirus a full week before they felt sick. Now, the study's data may be particularly useful for asymptomatic people who can spread the virus and not appear or feel sick. A similar study by Stanford University also found 81% of patients testing positive for COVID-19 also saw changes in their resting heart rate up to 9.5 days before presenting symptoms. Now, these studies have some companies planning to use dedicated wearables for clinical settings to help treat and monitor COVID-19. Jeff?
I'm sitting here looking at my watch now. Heart rate's okay.
Yeah, what's your heart? Okay.
It's a 94.
Keep an eye on it.
Whew. KSL News Time 5:13, despite a few glitches, Utah County health officials are pleased with the way they're vaccinating people 70 and older. Spokeswoman Aislinn Tolman-Hill says the online registration system's up and running, and they're working to poke as many arms as possible.
We are trying to get through a little over 6,000 doses this week.
She sounds hopeful, doesn't she? The state gives out the doses to each county. And that depends on how many doses come from the federal government. If there are no appointments available, you can sign up in Utah County to be notified whenever new appointments open up. KSL News Time 5:13. Several leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who are over age 70 received their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine this morning. Three members of the First Presidency, including President Russell M. Nelson, five members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and their wives received the jab. KSL News Time 514, one of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report. An iconic site on Park City's Main Street has been vandalized. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live now. Kira, what is it?
Jeff, you know that bronze bear statue sculpture on Main Street?
It's
sitting on a bench halfway down the street. He's got one arm curled out so he can snuggle on in for a photo op.
Right.
Well, Park City police say Franz the bear is now lying on his back after someone or many someones knocked him over. Here's the thing, though. It's not just that Franz is tipped over. He's tipped over and he hit a natural gas meter on the way down.
Oh.
So the front of the meter's cracked. It'll be about $500 for the city to fix. And the park record reports that gas to that building that meter was attached to had to be stopped for a time because of it. So the city right now is working on getting Franz right side up again. Good news, he wasn't damaged, which is probably a relief to the city, seeing as he was commissioned for $46,000 back in 2000 ahead of the Olympics, Jeff.
Don't poke the bear. Trending right now on social media, Tiffany Trump is getting married. Her fiancé is a Nigerian multimillionaire, Michael Boulos, who dropped to one knee in the Rose Garden over the weekend. He gave her a giant diamond. Boulos is 23. Tiffany is 27. Dad, the president, is said to be delighted, according to the New York Post. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
local health officials are urging Utahns to hunker down as ICU volumes remain high following the long holiday weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Senator Mitt Romney and Congressman John Curtis say they are attending the inauguration tomorrow. We will carry the inauguration live on KSL News Radio. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've had some surface street crashes, one in West Valley, 40th West, just north of 4700 South. And delays are starting to break up and ease a bit northbound on Highway 89. That's between Fruit Heights through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Windy this morning, sunny this afternoon, and another storm is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 39 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A somber start to the inaugural ceremonies.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gospel singer Yolanda Adams hallelujah. Performing at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool as the president-elect hallelujah. And the vice-president-elect remember those who were lost to COVID-19.
Amazing.
With music and with bells. President-elect Biden led the nation in grieving the deaths of more than 400,000 Americans from COVID-19.
Let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
Lights illuminated the reflecting pool at the base of the Lincoln Memorial. Vice President-elect Harris called this a nation in mourning, as if everyone who bears witness to the inauguration should be wearing black. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump will not attend tomorrow's inauguration. He plans to be at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida by the time Mr. Biden is sworn in. Today, the National Guard confirmed that 12 members have been removed from D.C. inaugural security duty and that two of the 12 may have ties to extremists. The Senate reconvenes tomorrow afternoon with a Democratic majority for the first time in over a decade. Stocks closed higher today, the Dow rising by more than 100 points and the NASDAQ gaining almost 200. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. On his last full day on the job, we heard a farewell message from the president this afternoon. In the 20-minute video, President Trump thanked supporters, his administration, law enforcement, and the American people. Listen.
Most of all, I want to thank the American people. To serve as your president has been an honor beyond description. Thank you for this extraordinary privilege, and that's what it is, a great privilege and a great honor. We must never forget that while Americans will always have our disagreements, we are a nation of incredible, decent, faithful, and peace-loving citizens who all want our country to thrive and flourish and be very, very successful and good. We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor of our common destiny. 4 years ago, I came to Washington as the only true outsider ever to win the presidency. I had not spent my career as a politician, but as a builder looking at open skylines and imagining infinite possibilities. I ran for president because I knew there were towering new summits for America just waiting to be scaled. I knew the potential for our nation was boundless as long as we put America first. So I left behind my former life and stepped into a very difficult arena, but an arena nevertheless with all sorts of potential if properly done. America had given me so much, and I wanted to give something back. Together with millions of hardworking patriots across this land, we built the greatest political movement in the history of our country. We also built the greatest economy in the history of the world. It was about America first because we all wanted to make America great again. We restored the principle that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Our agenda was not about right or left. It wasn't about Republican or Democrat, but about the good of a nation. And that means the whole nation.
The president's farewell. He'll fly by chopper to Joint Base Andrews tomorrow morning. He'll be greeted by a military farewell. Then he'll fly one last time on Air Force One as president to Palm Beach, Florida. He'll motorcade to Mar-a-Lago, which we're told is where he'll live from now on. KSL News Time 520. You've been listening to The In-Depth Now. Triple Team Traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
Lighter than usual traffic on southbound I-15 right through the heart of the valley. As you're going between the I-80 junction downtown right to the Utah County line, and no delays. Northbound I-15, it's been a little busy and not quite running at the posted limit from 90th up to 72nd. Nothing unusual about that. We have a small accident over on the right shoulder. This is going to be westbound I-215 South Belt. And it's going to be right about State Street, but it's really out of traffic, so traffic is busy in the area, but no major delays. Michelle?
Still just a little slow, SR36, as you're approaching 1000 North in Tooele. For drivers on Bangor Highway, that stalled vehicle still causing some trouble as you're headed southbound, going through the Taylorsville area. Looking at good speeds if you're on I-15 in Utah County, just a little slow Pioneer Crossing. Steve?
And I-15 rolling steady and smooth north and southbound between downtown Salt Lake City and South Willard with normal speeds and travel times. Those slowdowns on northbound Highway 89 starting to thin out now due to an earlier crash. You're going to be on the brakes, though, at Main Street in Farmington. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Your 7-day forecast is brought to you by VW Southtown. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the day started out with crazy wind. It ended off pretty nice. Mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear and 22. Plenty of sunshine around Utah on Wednesday with a high of 44 in Salt Lake City. Increasing clouds on Thursday, high of 45. And then our next storm moves in from the west-southwest on Friday. It'll start in southern Utah and then work its way north, producing valley rain mixing with snow along the Wasatch Front and significant mountain snow over much of the state. A bit of a break Sunday into Monday and then another storm Monday night into Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 39 degrees. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time 522.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow 7 important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick. Wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes. Practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas. Learn about high-risk groups and help protect them. Cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing. Clean high-touch surfaces frequently and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. You no longer have to choose between coffee and soda when you need a caffeine fix. Coca-Cola's out with a new drink, which mixes regular Coke with Brazilian coffee. May I say, ew. KSL Drives, Microsoft is dropping $2 billion into GM's self-driving car division. That investment puts the total for Cruise at $30 billion. Post's Waffle Crisps are back for a limited time at some Walmarts. That cereal was discontinued in 2018. The people were so mad they started a change.org petition, and it apparently worked. The cereal's back. On Wall Street, the Dow jumped 116 points. The S&P added 30, and the NASDAQ gained 198 today. KSL News Time, 5:26. A carjacker in Oregon threatened to call the cops on his victim. This requires an explanation, and here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
It was a carjacking in Portland, Oregon that can only be described as bizarre.
It's that split-second decision. That can just change everything.
Crystal Leary's decision, leaving her 4-year-old son in her SUV and leaving it running while she ran into a store to grab a few things.
As moms, we get really busy and we think we're just running in for a second. And this is just a perfect example of just letting our guards down and how terribly it could have ended.
Because that's when a thief jumped in and took off. But then he turned around, drove back, and proceeded to yell at Leary for leaving her child alone, even threatened to call the cops on her before ordering her to take her boy out of the car. She said she did, and he took off again. He's still on the loose. Leary and her son are okay.
So I'm thankful that he's okay. And it was so stupid, and I'll never do that again.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.